The Swift, a play for radio by Peter Hutchins.
Why did I look up? I should never have looked up. The trains were reading my paper. Just a glimpse. That's all. Half a second, no more, but I saw it. Everything. Another life. No timetables, no desk, no sandwiches, no cactus. Just half a second, but I knew it was all there. The small creek, the boathouse, and the boat. Like a camera, my eye clicked. And there was the picture, not a holiday snap of Margate or the Isle of Wight once a year, but somewhere real and tangible. I didn't think. At least I don't remember thinking. I just got up, folded my paper, and got off. Here I am. It was easy. Each stop, a different life. All change for freedom, achievement, and tranquility. Whose life is this, I wonder?
Chips! Go home! Go home, you can't come with me! Go on! Chips, go away! I'll hit you with a stone if you don't go. I don't want you with me. All right. There. Now go on, go home. Stupid dog.
Is this your boat?
What are you doing here?
Are you building this boat?
This is private. How did you get in? This is private.
Looks like a good boat. What will you call it?
Who are you? What do you want? This is private property. You're trespassing.
You could call it Swift. Yes, just Swift. That's good, I like that. They're birds that move very quickly through the air, constantly changing direction.
Did you hear me? This is private. How did you get in? This boathouse belongs to my uncle. I know it looks as if it's not in use, but it is.
I've been sitting here for hours, admiring it, thinking of names for it. Look, I wrote some down. It has to have a good name. What do you think? Shall we call it the Swift? He looks swift.
She.
Pardon?
She. All boats are female.
Yes, of course. Female. Female. With those lines. It couldn't be anything else, really, could it? Hope it doesn't give you any trouble.
Look, I don't know who you are, but would you mind leaving? I don't allow anyone in here. If you're looking for a boat, this one's not for sale. Go over to the village. Ask for Mr. Small in the chemist. He's selling his dinghy Metaphor. She's a good buy.
If only it were that easy.
Well, I'm sorry, but you can't stay here. How did you get in? Hey, have you touched anything?
No. I've just sat here thinking.
How did you get in? The door was locked.
Maybe I swam in from the sea.
Your clothes are dry. Oh, look, please go away. I don't want you here. I don't want anybody here.
I must stay. Now, please. Would you mind? I promise not to get in the way. Please, I'm very interested.
There's not much to see yet. I'm just starting
to... Oh, no, you're wrong. There's lots to see. The shape's there, isn't it? You can see it's a boat. At what point do you think it ceases to be anything and becomes something? I mean, there must have been a moment you could have changed your mind, built something else. Oh, you've gone past that now. laid that all-important piece. It has to be a boat now. Well, I couldn't change it if you wanted to. You'd have to start again. As far as I'm concerned, it's finished.
I should hate to go for a sailing at the moment. Don't think I'd get very far.
Not the object, but the idea. You set out to make a boat, and that's what you've built. I can see you have. Therefore, it's finished. Do you see?
Well, actually, it's a chicken run, but don't tell anybody.
No. It has to be a boat now.
Do you sail much?
I've never sailed.
Oh, I thought perhaps you had your own dinghy.
It wouldn't be much use in Ilford. Haven't even got a car now. Wife keeps the garage full of cactus. Rows and rows of them. Do you know, most cactus are very ugly and hostile. Could never make a friend out of one, not like a dog or a horse. A boat, a good, clean boat answering faithfully to every touch of the rudder.
How do you know if you've never sailed?
I read it somewhere. Isn't that what people always write about boats?
Ilford's near London, isn't it? I thought you didn't live round here. You look as if you just come from the office.
I suppose I do. Hardly dressed for messing around in boats. I didn't have time to change. I had no idea I'd be here, you see.
Why did you come here? To my boathouse, I mean.
Have you ever stared from a train at things passing? It all goes so fast. You never have time to focus on anything in particular. You see that house through the trees? It's gone. An old lady lives there. She's lived there since she was a little girl. There's a swing in the garden. Almost covered in weeds now. She hasn't been into the garden since her husband died 15 years ago. And it was a lovely garden. A man from the village used to come twice a week to work in it. He's dead now. She hears the train faintly in her room, glances at the clock. The trains are clear tonight, her husband would have said. Must be going to rain. So we rush through people's lives without ever noticing. But it's all there, like a great book. We happen to be on a different page.
Yes, sir.
You can see this cove from the train if you glance up from your paper at that moment. 25 years I've been travelling that line. Never seen it before. Must have been always reading at that point, never looking out of the window.
So today, because you did see it, you got off and came here?
Yesterday.
What?
Yesterday I came here. Yesterday evening, about 6.
You've been here all night?
Yes.
Where did you sleep? You must be starving.
I didn't sleep. I spent a most peaceful night listening to the sea. It was quite warm. The moon shone through the roof onto your boat.
Aren't you hungry?
No. I had some sandwiches. My wife always gives me sandwiches. I never eat them as a rule. Every evening on the way home at 5:10 exactly, I go to the toilet and throw them out of the window.
Why at 5:10?
We're crossing a viaduct over a river at that time. Somehow it doesn't seem such a waste if I throw them into the water.
Why don't you try eating them?
It's always cheese and chutney. Or liver sausage. I can't normally stomach either.
Well, get your wife to give you something else.
I tried that a long time ago. She insisted it was good for me, so I just throw them away. It's easier than arguing.
What do you want? Where did you expect to find it? It's only a broken-down old boathouse.
Have you noticed how the sun shining in the water outside gives this curious light?
My uncle's father used to run a repair business here in the old days.
Last night, nobody knew I was here. Nobody in the world. Just the sound of the sea and silence.
This creek was full of boats, then.
Nobody could say, "Where's George this evening?" Oh, he's sitting in an old boathouse somewhere on the coast. Now, can you understand that feeling? It's as if you have ceased to exist, just a dull, exciting ache in the bowels, like holding your breath forever. One small piece of wood or sand becomes very important. You can study it at great length. The simplest things around you take on meaning. I was suddenly so
private. A secret to myself alone. However much I was missed, I couldn't be recalled till I chose. I'd become invisible.
Are you in trouble?
Do you live near here?
Yes, in the village. Are you running away from somebody? Why is it important to you being somewhere that nobody can find you?
All your life, have you lived here?
More or less.
Have you always had your own bird?
No, no. I've never had one till now. This'll be my first. And built with my own hands.
It certainly is going to be a splendid one.
Should be the fastest thing around here, I can tell you. Ever since I can remember, I've wanted one of my own. You've never sailed, so you don't know what it's like.
Tell me, what is it like sailing?
It's like nothing else you can do. It's impossible to describe it, really. My father used to take me out sometimes when I was younger. We had a small yacht then. She was a beauty. Graceful lady.
What happened to it?
We had to sell her. My father died 5 years ago. We needed the money. Besides, she was too big for me on my own. Mother wouldn't have kept her anyway. She doesn't know I'm building this one. She hates the sea. We'd move if we could afford it. I did promise I wouldn't ever have a boat, but she's got no idea what it's like. There's nothing else I care about. So I talked my uncle into letting me use this old boathouse to build one. I think he understands.
Now, that's good. That's very good. I expect it takes all your time and money.
Oh, she certainly does. You've no idea how expensive materials are.
But it's worth it, isn't it? To have a boat of your own, built with your own hands. Ah, oh, it feels good.
Yes. Look, you promised not to get in the way. All I've done so far is talk. I think, if you don't mind, it would be better
how
if...
How long have you been working on it?
About 2 months on and off. I was going to say, I think
two
it might...
2 months? Of loving, devoted care. Feeling it grow under your hands. Satisfying. Very satisfying.
Be careful, please. You might break something.
Oh, splendid. Look. She has a good line. That's what they say, isn't it? A good line.
Oh, please be careful. That's not very... secure.
Oh, dear. How did that happen?
You did that on purpose.
Why can't I ever touch anything
without...
What did
you do that for? It took me a week to shape that piece, right?
It was so beautiful. Such a lovely line.
Why did you come here? What do you want?
Not like a cactus. You couldn't break a cactus like that. You couldn't get near enough.
You've broken it. Why did you? Look, please go away. Just go away.
Do you think we could stick it back on?
Please leave it. I'll fix it.
And if we had some glue. Now, see, look, you would never know it was broken.
No, don't. You're breaking it more. I'll fix it. It needs a new piece. Leave it alone. What are you doing? What do you want?
I'm just trying to help, that's all. I've come here out of my way to help, that's all. You must let me help. It's a big job building a boat.
I don't need any help. I want to build it on my own.
Now, that's very selfish. Very selfish, very selfish. Here am I offering to help. You mustn't be like that. No, you mustn't go.
My boat.
Mustn't go.
Please, I won't try and run away again. I promise. I promise.
I didn't mean to. You're not hurt, are you?
What are you going to do?
I was lying to you earlier about sitting here admiring your boat. I was thinking of destroying it.
Why didn't you then? There was nobody here to stop you.
Oh, no, you see, that wouldn't have been any good. You wouldn't have known why it had been done. You might have thought it was just vandals doing it for no reason.
What does it matter why? If it's smashed, it's smashed, isn't it?
No, you are wrong. To smash it for no reason, that would be terribly shocking. Waste.
Well, I wouldn't have a boat, would I? Whichever way you look at it. Well, would I?
There you go. You're being selfish again. Is it not as important why it is done? Think of the person who had to do it.
I don't care.
Why did he have to do it? What drove an outwardly respectable man with a wife and family, the responsible job? What drove him?
I don't care. I don't care. For God's sake, shut up. He could be mad.
Well, if he was, that wouldn't be a very clever thing to say. Would it?
Nobody's really sane. Did you know that? We all have to try and ignore certain things about ourselves. Most of the time we are successful. But now and again we recognize something. And then it's a very short step to... So we are mad for that moment.
Why did you choose this place?
I didn't choose it. I just turned over a few pages and there you were.
Why do you want to destroy my boat?
Will you let me help you build it?
No. I have to do it on my own. I don't even know your name.
Why does that matter?
You've no idea, really, what this boat means to me. You just think it's something to do, like model aeroplanes.
I do. You're wrong. I do understand what it means.
But how can you? You only got off a train last night.
But I've been thinking about it. I can understand how important it is. I can.
Well, in that case, you must see how impossible it is for me to let you help.
I must help you, or... Or... I mean, I have come here to help.
Well, I don't need it, thank you.
But
I wasn't thinking of getting any help. Till I walked through that door, I didn't even know you existed.
But I'm here now. I'm here now. I'll prove it. You came in nearly half an hour ago. Now, what have you done besides talk to me? What? Well, there you are. You see, I've already contributed something to it.
What?
Half an hour on to the launching time.
I think you really are.
I am here now. I've proved it. So you can't ignore me. What will you call it? Her? Have you thought of a name?
I was thinking of Graceful Lady the Second.
Well, your mother won't like that.
No, I suppose not.
I mean, after your father being killed at sea.
Oh, no, he wasn't killed at sea or anything. He had a heart attack. He was blowing up balloons for Christmas. Most people laugh when I tell them that.
Graceful lady.
It's true.
He was caught in a sudden storm, I expect.
Doctor said he had an exceptionally weak heart.
The sea was whipped into a fury around him. Waves 30 feet high.
It was a serious illness.
Suddenly a monster wave crashes down, sweeping the boat from end to end.
If you're taking things easy, you might have lived till 90, but...
Just the torn sails flapping in the wind.
I never ever knew.
Pardon?
My father. That's how it happened.
Yes. So you see why your mother wouldn't like it.
Why?
What's wrong with the name I chose, Swift? It's a bird that moves very fast, Swift.
Thank you. I think I can choose a name for my own boat.
I am helping you, remember?
But for the last time, I don't need any help. Why can't you just go away? I never asked you to come here. But just go away and leave me alone.
You won't understand, will you?
Stay where you are.
What do you intend doing with that piece of wood? Why won't you understand?
All I understand is I want to be left alone to build my boat in peace. Now, please go away.
I can't go away till something happens.
What? What do you want to happen?
Anything. Something to show that something has to be different. Now watch, I take this pebble, drop it onto the slipway. You see the commotion that stone caused? It's not lasting, but for a moment the water was changed by its presence.
Yes, well, as you said, you've stopped me working. It'll take longer to get it launched. Isn't that what you...
A pebble in the water, that's all, a passing moment.
What do you want? You want to smash the boat? Why, go ahead, go on, smash it. Smash it to pieces, I don't care. You're not helping me to build it. It's mine, and it's going to be built by me. As far as I'm concerned, you don't exist.
Mustn't say that. I do exist. I've proved that. I am here. I was going from A to B, but I changed direction. The pattern's been broken.
You don't exist. Here, you don't exist.
What must I do to prove it?
Please, go away.
If you hit me with that bit of wood, you could kill me. And that would make me exist for you, wouldn't it?
Look, I don't want to. Please go away. Please.
What would you do? Just slide my body into the water, then carry on building your boat, pretend I'd never been. Could you do that? Could you? Well, you'd be quite safe.
Nobody knows I'm here. There's nothing to connect me with this place. You have an opportunity to commit the perfect murder.
All I want to do is to build my boat.
Why won't you let me into your life? If your father was alive, you'd have let him help you.
My father's dead. I don't need any help. I can do it by myself. You don't belong here.
I see. I see. Well, I understand. Yes, I do understand. It is your life. Nothing to do with me, really. I just thought perhaps I could have helped in some way.
I don't need it.
No. Silly of me to have come here, really. Should never have looked up. Eyes down, nose to the grindstone, shoulder to the wheel. Best not to see where you're going. Might get distracted. I wouldn't have been much help anyway, I don't suppose. Never was very good with my hands. No. Put some shelves up in the kitchen once. Took me 2 days. My wife put her best coffee pot on the top one, and they all fell down. No good with my hands, you see. I really am sorry about breaking the boat. Wasn't what I intended. Just clumsy. It's going to be a lovely boat. I expect you'll be proud the day she goes down the slipway. Have the full ceremony, will you? A bottle of champagne. I name this boat and all that. Your father would have been... Well, I know I would. Oh, no. Why wouldn't you let me help you? I could do something. I know I could do something. What right have you got to be so selfish? It's people like me that enable people like you to do what they wish all the time. Have you ever thought of that? Armies of people like me keeping the wheels turning smoothly. Wouldn't do for all of us to follow our own bent, would it? Somebody's got to sacrifice his dreams, his ambitions. Somebody's got to catch the same train, sit at the same desk, think the same thoughts, and keep his eyes down so as not to get distracted. Year after boring, bloody year. Did you ever think of that? Did you? You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? No, you're too young. Well, you will, one day. Perhaps if your father were alive. Good luck with your boat.
Look, I didn't mean to... What I mean is, it's just that I wanted to build it by myself. It's my mother, you see. Ever since my father died, she doesn't want me to do anything except be there. I have to do something on my own.
I see.
But if it means so much to you, you can stay and help me build it if you want. Do you want to help me now?
Yes. Yes. Well, I don't know what to say. You really would like me to help you?
Yes. Come on, I'll show you what you can be getting on with.
Now?
Why not?
Well, I'm going to help you, you can be sure of that, but now... Goodness me, is that the time? My wife will be wondering what's happened to me.
Your wife?
Yes, she never likes me to be late. She worries, you see.
Are you going to help me with the boat?
Oh, of course I am. We shall build it together, you and I. We'll show them all, eh? Not right at the moment. I'll come back later on, and then we'll really get down to it.
Yes, but I thought you...
Yes, we'll really get down to it then. Have it built in no time. Where did I put my umbrella? Oh, yeah. Yes, I'd best be going for the moment. The wife likes me to water the cactus before dinner. Yes, I'll come back soon, and we'll build it together. You're sure now? You're sure about my helping?
Yes, sir, if you want to.
Of course I want to. She'll be the fastest thing around here, and the best looking, come to that. What time's the next London train?
10 past every hour.
Oh, if I hurry, I should just make the next one. Well, I have enjoyed our little chat. Thank you again for your kind offer. I do appreciate what it means.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, I can't stay now. You understand? Certain obligations, one just can't, you know. You understand what I mean. But I'll be back. Soon, you see. I'll be back. Soon we'll build it together. Soon.
Hayden Jones played the man and Derek Seaton the boy in The Swift by Peter Hutchins. Production was by Roger Pine.